a good final.
Okay, well, this is the final song. And, as with all good final songs. Is this the last what? This song begins with an oom-pa-pa. So we hope that you'll help us out with the gestures involved. Let's just teach it to you really quick before it starts. Since it's the last song, we think you should all help out. What you do right here is you go, oom-pa-pa, 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 oom-pa-pa. Okay, let's try it one time here. Oom pa pa, oom pa pa, oom pa pa, oom pa pa. Okay, here we go. Everybody ready? With your hand gestures. Tim? Gonna give us a little sequence during this next section here. Oom pa pa, oom pa pa, oom pa pa, oom pa pa. Everybody, clap your hands out. Swamp man, slow motion run, tender pulse police walker, precious birthday fudge, swamp knife, full nail. Walker done done me and Hapua. We couldn't camp you up. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Me and Hapua. We couldn't camp you up. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Stone Jack, bitter toothless flesh, shabby pimple chin slime, evil milky rash, me and Hapua, spastic dead-eyed hound, oozing dreadlock skull cap, we're coming to your town,
we'll help you party down,
me and Hapua, we couldn't camp you up, it happens all the time, we beat Okibo. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Once upon a time, there was a boy named Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy was a nice boy, and he had a nice little cat. And they lived in peace and harmony in the middle of town. Once upon a time, there was also a mean, ugly bulldog who went by the name of Hapua. Hapua liked hot meat. Reminds me of a dream that Mike had only last night that he was just telling me about where,
was it just me?
I guess I was sitting at this bar eating a raw, live animal whose legs were kicking out one side. Meanwhile, Paul walked in and Mike started talking to him about the sound system. Anyway, Hapua liked to eat raw animals. And one day, he decided to wander into town to look for some action. So he started walking into town. And he moseyed into town, and he walked over the little bridge. And he walked down a street, and he went through the suburban area, and into the middle of the city, and past some big buildings, and he kept walking until finally he came to the neighborhood that Jimmy lived in. Well, it just so happened that on that day, Jimmy's cat was outside going for a little walk. And Harpua came down the road, and he rounded the corner, and there in front of him, he saw Jimmy's cat. And a shock of recognition came through his body because he knew that this was no ordinary cat. It had to be. Oh God, it was that one cat that he had heard so much about. It was, my God, it was that cat. He looked at the cat and he knew that it was that one cat. My God, he saw that it was, oh my God, it was, oh my God, it was, no, it could be, it was Poster Nightmare. Nutbag. Well, the two looked at each other, and fear came across Poster Nutbag's eyes. And Poster Nutbag looked at Harpua, and he coiled his body into a deadly arch. Harpua growled. The fight was about to begin, and a hungry drop of saliva dripped out of Harpua's mouth onto the cement below. The storm's gone. What is it, Dad?
Paige? It's about your cat. How about a goldfish?
I don't want a goldfish.
How about a goldfish?
I don't want a goldfish.
How about?
I don't want a goldfish.
How about?
I don't want a goldfish. I want a dog.
A dog.
Oh, There's a dog in the station contemplating rotation as a form of recreation and it's a sign of the nation's decay. But the dog in the station doesn't need a vacation as the people rush by dressed in gray.
Richard Grooveholes.
Good night.